Okay, today's daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're on Kuf Yud, second line from the bottom. We're discussing the rules of hiring workers and paying workers on time. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Omer Lechaveiro, if Reuven says to Shimon, say Sechar Li Poalim, go hire workers for me. Right? Shnehem ain't over in Mishum Bal Tolin. Neither of them are going to be over the itzer of paying workers late. Not Reuven, who's getting the benefit from the workers, and not Shimon, who did the actual hiring. Why not? So, Zeh, the owner, Reuven, Lefishal Tzachon, he didn't hire them. Says Rashi, Zeh Lefishal Tzachon, Velo Karina Sacher Gabe. Last Rashi. Velo Karina Sacher Gabe. He's not called a worker to him. What does that mean? I'll get that in a minute. The Zeh and the Shliach, we'll call him the Shliach, which is Shimon, Lefish Ein Pulaso. He didn't get not his work. They weren't working for him. Right? So, come on, just wait a minute. Hichidami, what's the case? Ida Amalahu Tzachartem Alai. If Shimon said, I'm going to pay you the salary, if Shimon said that, then Tzacharo Alav. He has to pay the salary. Scharol of who? It's his job to pay. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa. Hasocher es hapoel. If somebody hires a worker, lasos bishelo, to work in his field. Veher ehu bishel chaveiro. And on the way to his field, he sees his friend's field. And he knows his friend is down on his luck, whatever it is. He knows the friend. And he tells the guys, you know what? Work in this field today. Who's paying for that? Who's paying for Levi's field? Reuven. Reuven hired workers to work in his own field. On the way, he sees Levi's field is in disrepair. Guys, you know what? You work today in Levi's field. Who's paying them for that? They're not working for free. Who's paying them? The answer is Reuven. It's Levi's field. So what? Reuven said, I'll take care of it. Right? Now the Gemara does say, he has to pay them. Reuven, he can get paid from Levi back. He can come to Levi and say, listen, I did your whole field. Right? Mashahane also, what the value of the hana? What lamaisa did Reuven's workers do for Levi's field? Whatever they did, Reuven paid them. Now Reuven can go to Levi and say, "Listen, you have to pay me." What do you see from here? You see from here, who? In other words, just because it's not the field that you said, it's not your field. That's irrelevant. Lo tzricha, so I must be talking about a case. The amalahu schartem al balabayis. The schar is on the balabais. In other words, Shimon went down to the docks, got some guys. I need you guys to do work in Reuven's field. The guy says, no, who's paying us? Oh, Reuven's paying you. That's the case of Reuven's not chayev in Baal Tullin and paying late, and neither is Shimon. Shimon's not chayev, why not? Because it's not his field. And Reuven's not chayev because he didn't do the hiring. What's the kasha? What's the kasha here? The kasha is, don't we have a din of shliach shel adam kamosa? Right? So Shimon's doing this on behalf of Reuven. Why is it Reuven chayv for being late? Why? Shimon's his agent. I understand why Shimon's not chayv. It's not his field. It's not his field. Why should he pay? Why should he be over the isser? Why shouldn't Reuven be over the isser? Right? Good kasha? No? You know who asked that kasha? The Tosfos read. Okay? So the Tosfos read gives a very one answer, which he says as follows. He says, Dafka Poalim, only workers that are hired from the Baal himself does the din of Baal Tolan apply, because if they're hired through a shliach, he says, Kishenasgir na'i de shliach b'li lirot as Baal Abayis, they never see the owner, they know they're never getting paid on time. So like it's like a built-in mechila. They never even saw the boss. Right? So therefore, Amnam, Heim sochim daitum shu'achi yishan lehem etzcharam, aval enam somchim daitum shu'ishan lehem bizman. They don't expect to get paid on time. They know, where's the boss? Not around. He sends his executive. They're never going to get paid on time. V'lefi nechsheves haskamasam la'avod kim mechila al zechusum l'kabal es etzchar bizman. When they accept the job, it's a built-in mechila that they're going to get paid late. Why? Because the boss himself didn't show up.
So does that mean the whole thing about Baal Tullin that
Right. There wasn't such a thing. Right. So the question is there mechila? Right. That's a good question. The Ritva says a very cryptic answer. The Ritva says we don't say shliach shel adam kimoso to your detriment. We only say shliach shel adam kimoso to your benefit. Be mekadesh as woman for me. I'm sending you as a shliach to be mekadesh as woman for me. I'm sending you as a shliach to buy that property. We never say shliach shel adam kimoso as a detriment. I'm making you a shliach to make me pay on time. We never say that. Okay? We never say that. It says, okay? That's what he says. He asks for Benachem Zemba, where'd that rule come from? If I make a shliach to be a detriment? That's true? It's not true. Where'd that rule come from? So he explains the Ritva as follows. Listen to this vort. He says as follows. He says, it's a two-step process. Why do you have to pay workers on time? It says in the Torah. Did you make this guy, did Reuven make Shimon a shliach to pay the workers on time? No! He hired the shliach to do what? To send the shliach to do what? To get him workers. As a consequence of that, you have to pay them on time. Shlichus wasn't hired to pay them on time. This is a shlichus. That wasn't the shlichus. The shlichus wasn't go hire workers. I'm going to pay on time. That wasn't the shlichus. The shlichus was give me some workers. Now that you have the workers, there's a chiyuv in the Torah to pay them on time. That's nothing to do with the shliach. The shlichus doesn't come also. No. You hear the verse? The shlichus is to hire workers. That's the shlichus. Once those workers are hired, the shlichus is over. Now, as a consequence of that, you have to pay on time. But you know what? He didn't hire them. So he says as follows. He says, "Acharei shehu meshuvad lo." Now you're meshuvad to these guys. Why? Because you hired them. You have to pay them, right? After you're meshuvad to them, there's a Torah mazhira. The Torah warns you. Shemekayim tzchayim tzadu. You have to pay them on time. The kibbutz shekal gishlo balabai is lo asa shliach kedei lizchayev ad the shliach of the prov is man. He didn't make a shliach to pay someone on time. That's what the Ritva meant. There's no shliach to your detriment. What he meant was you didn't make the shliach to have to pay. That's not what the shliach was about. It wasn't about paying on time. It was about hiring workers. There's no such thing as hiring a worker and not paying them. That's of course. So when Reuven hired Shimon to make when Reuven told Shimon to make, I'm making you into a shliach to hire workers, that includes that they're going to get paid. That includes that. Nobody works for free. That includes it. What about on time? Not on time. That's not part of the shlichus. That's a separate thing. The Torah comes along from left field and says, by the way, they must be paid on time. That's not part of the shlichus. Therefore, no one hired them for the time element, and therefore no one's chayiv in the din. Okay? Good, Vart? Okay. Yehuda bar Maremar, Yehuda the son of Maremar, Amalei Lashame, said to his attendants, Zil Agrili Pa'alim, go hire workers, the Emelahu, and tell them, Schartem al Balabayas, that it's on me. Therefore, I won't be Chayiv, and you won't be Chayiv. Say it on me. I didn't hire them, and you're Shliach. Maremar Marzutra Agri Ahlahadati. They used to hire workers with each other. In other words, he'd sell, he'd send him, he'd send him, and therefore nobody would be chayiv. Everyone asks, what are they trying to avoid the halacha? Right? What are they doing over here? Trying to get out of the halacha? Omar Rabba Baravuna, Hani Shukoi Desura, this is a key halacha here. Hani Shukoi Desura, the marketplace in Surah, Lo Avri Mishum Baltalin. You're not over in Baltalin. Why? Miyada yada, everybody knows that all yom deshuki samchi. They're waiting for the market day. All the workers know they're waiting for the market day. What does that mean, they're waiting for the market day? In other words, everybody, all the workers know, as soon as the market day is over, we're going to get paid. So again, it's a built-in mechila. The guys, listen, it's a big fair, it's a two-week fair. They're there every day. Yeah, but everybody knows, when the fair is over, they're going to get paid. Right? Avol mishum bal tisha, vade over. But this din derabanan of delaying, that you might be over. Midaraisa, you're not going to be over. Why not? Because it's a built-in mechila. Based on this, there are more paskins that the Nemuka Yosef says, from here you see, if the owner doesn't want to pay, until he cheshbens out what he owes, he doesn't have to. Right? How much did you work? How many hours? What's the whole story over here? You don't have to cheshben out. Even if the worker comes and says, give me something. Something, I'm for sure. I'm sure that's $100. That I'm for sure. So give me the $100. You don't have to. Why? It's a built-in mechila. Until we're done figuring out what everyone gets, I don't have to pay you. I'm not over anything. Maybe a din d'rabbanan. But the rice, I'm not over. Okay. Next. Sechir shos govakol laila v'chol hayom. That was what, there was a, the sechir shos. If you work for hours, govakol laila, kol hayom. That's what the Mishnah said, right? So Amar Rav, Rav says, sechir yom, sorry. Amar Rav, sechir shos d'yom, govakol hayom. A sechir shos, a worker for hours in the day, his time to get paid is the whole day. Sechir shos d'laila, govakol laila. His time to get paid at night goes the whole night. Shmuel Amar, no, a little different. Sachar shows the yom, go b'kol yom. That he agrees. The day is the day. Sachar shows delilah. The sachar shows of the night, go b'kol halayla v'kol hayom. The night and the entire next day, right? So you have a guy working for you for in a few hours of the night. He can get paid till alos hashachar and then till the following shkia. Okay. Now Tanan, our Mishnah says sachar shows go b'kol halayla v'kol hayom. A sachar shows gets paid at night and the whole day. So, according to Shmuel, we could say that is what? According to Shmuel, that could be talking about a night worker. But you have to do Rav. Rav didn't say anything like that. How can Rav square with our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rav. Rav will answer, Litzdadin Katani. The Mishnah has to be read broken up. Litzdadin. In other words, Sachar shows Diyom Kovakalayom. A day worker gets paid the whole day. Sachar shows Delilah, go call Delilah. A night worker gets paid the whole night. In other words, the take the statement of the Mishnah and break it in half. And make it make sense according to Rav. Tanan, we have another Braisa Mishnah that says, Sachar Shabbos, if the guy was a weekly worker, Sachar Chodesh, or for a month, Sachar Shana, or for a year, Sachar Shavua, or for 7 years, Yatza, Bayom, he leaves by the day, right? Noon of that day is his time. He's been working there for 7 years. Gova kolayom, he gets paid the whole day. You have the whole day to pay him. Yotza balayla, he gets paid at night. Gova kolayom, he gets paid that night and the whole next day. It's a kasha on Rav. Why? Rav said a day worker gets paid by day and a night worker gets paid by night. So amalok Rav, how's Rav going to get out of this? So Rav says, you're right, tanoihi, it's a machlokas tanoim, and I'm going to hold like the other tana. Right? Ditanya, we have a brayser that says, now there's one sheet to hear, it's going to be exactly Rav. Ditanya, sachar shos d'yom, gova kol hayom. Sachar shos d'laila, gova kol laila. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, sachar shos d'yom, gova kol hayom. Sachar shos d'laila, gova kol laila v'chol hayom. Right? Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Mikan Amru, from here we see, kol hakovesh sachir sachir. Whoever withholds the payment of a sachir, over Beheshemot Halolu, is over on the following five Averas. Okay, what are the five Averas? Vaseh, and also you're over in Aseh. What are the five Averas? Mishum Bal Tashok. Now, these five Averas are contained in two Psukim. They're contained in two Psukim. One is in Vayikra. Okay, I believe it's in Parashas Kedoshim. And the other one is in Parashas Kisete. Those psukim are, I'll read them in full, and then we'll take, out of those psukim, we're going to get five averas. One is, lo sashok esrayecha. You know what lo sashok means? Don't cheat your neighbor. What does that mean, don't cheat your neighbor? Right? Don't cheat your neighbor. Velo sigzol. Don't steal from him. Don't we really know you're not allowed to steal? So we're not talking about putting a gun to someone's head. We're talking about stealing from a worker. And the last one, lo salim pu'ula sachar itcha ad boker. Don't delay paying with you. So many extra words over here. Lo salim pu'ula sachar itcha ad boker. Don't withhold payment of the worker with you till the morning. Okay? That's the pasuk in Kedoshim. The pasuk in Kisete says, lo sashok sachir oni. Lo sashok sachir oni the evyon meyachicha. Don't cheat the worker who's an oni or an evyon from among your brothers. Oh, migercha or from the ger asher ba'artzecha that's in your land, bisharecha in your gates. Right? You might have a sedge, you read this pasuk, you don't nothing bothers you about it. You're reading it now, like, what are all those extra words doing in there? Right? Those are the two psukim. From those two psukim, we get five issers. What are the five? Mishum bal tashok, esrayecha. Right? Mishum bal tigzol. Mishum bal tashok, sachir oni. Right? That's the pasuk in Kitete. Mishum bal tolin. Mishum bal tolin. And the fifth one, mishum biyomo titain tscharo. That's another pasuk. That's the next pasuk in Kedosh, in Kitete. Right? That says, biyomo titain tscharo. On the day he's supposed to get paid, you pay him. V'lo tavo olav shemesh. Don't let the sun go down without paying him. Why? Ki ani hu, because he's an ani. They love who knows his nafsho. He's mamish putting himself up. He's giving up his soul for you. Well, that's tomorrow's stuff. That part of the pasuk. V'likro alecha el Hashem. He shouldn't call out to Hashem and say, "How come I'm not getting paid?" V'hoi b'cha chet. It'll be a chet for you. Okay. One second. Umishum lo tavo olav shemesh, and don't let the sun go down. So what do you see? Five issers and one assay. Right? So the Gemara says, Hani dikka biyamama, leka b'leila, v'ikka b'leila, leka biyamama. It's impossible to be over all these. Why? Because some only apply to a night worker, some only apply to a day worker. Right? It says, l'sol yitcha ad boker. That's a night worker. Then it says, don't let the sun go down. That's a day worker. So some of them only apply to one, and some apply to the other. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar of Chista, Shem Schir is ba'ama. Yeah, we're just letting you know how many there are out there. In a chanami, you're not going to be chayav for all five at one shot. And what if it's a day worker and a night worker? What if you hired him for 2 days? Then when do you pay him? You pay him when he leaves. So it's impossible to be over both. But that's not the point. The point is, this is what's out there. There's five out there, one assay, that's what's out there. When can you be over them? Depends on if he's a night worker or a day worker. Now, Ezehu Oshek, the Ezehu Gezel, what's cheating and what's stealing? Now, of course, the reason why the Gemara is asking this question, says the Meiri, is because he didn't put a gun to his head and take his wallet. So what does it mean, stealing? Right? What does that mean? Stealing. You didn't steal anything. You withheld payment. That's stealing? Maybe. What's Oshek, cheating? What'd you do? What'd you do to constitute cheating? So, Amar of Chista, lech v'shuv, zehu Oshek. Go, come back tomorrow. Go, come back tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll pay you. Keep doing that. That's cheating the guy. The guy's supposed to get paid. To pay him. What are you doing that for? Yeshli biyadi ve'eni nosin lecha, zehu gezel. I have it. I'm just not giving it to you. That's gezel. I have the money. I'm just not giving it to you. Yes, so this is the maybe that's come back next hour. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. We're going to reject this anyway. Maskeflor of Sheshes. Wait a minute. Ezu Oshek Shechayev Olav Torah Karban Dumya Dipikadon. There's another place in the Torah where it says the word Oshek. Eshek. Where's that? That's in. In Vayikra, we listen to this pasuk. It says, "V'nefesh ki sechet if the person sins, umal amal b'Hashem, and he does an injustice to Hashem, v'chicheish ba'amiso, and he denies from his friend pikadon, o tesum es yad, o begazel, o oshak, right? Es amiso, and what does the Torah there say? You have to bring a carbon, okay?" So, the only time you have to bring a carbon over there by a case of oshak, whatever that means over there, is when you deny it. Dika kafar le mamona. You deny that you ever owed it. Telling the guy, come back tomorrow, I'll pay you tomorrow, you're not denying it. That's not oshak. What is oshak? Okay, it has to be similar to the oshak of denying a pikadon, which required a denial. What does that mean? Ela Amar of Sheshes. I'll tell you what that means. Nasativ lecha. I paid you already. What are you doing here? I paid you already. Zehu oshak. That's oshak. That's cheating the guy. You never paid him. Yesh lecha biyadi. I have it. Ve'eni nosin lecha. Zehu gezel. I have it. I'm just not paying you. That's gezel. Maskevor Abaya, wait a minute. But the same thing we just said by Oshak, that it has to be based on a denial, that's also true by Gezel. It has to be based on a denial. Why? Because the word Gezel is in that same pasuk in Vayikra about denying a pikadon. You deny that you stole it. You deny that you cheated the guy. Ezer who gezel shechayel of Torah carbon. What kind of gezel are we talking about? We're not talking about a holdup. We're talking about dumi depikadam debeinan deka kafalei mamona. It has to be that you denied it. El amar baya. Right. What's the case now? Where there's a denial? The case is lo sechadich meolam. I never hired you. I never hired you. You're denying you hired the guy. Zehu Oshek. That's Oshek. Right? Nasativ lecha. I already paid you. You're denying you owe the money, but for a different reason. Not that I never hired you. I did hire you, but I paid you already. Zehu Gezel. That's Gezel. Okay?
I like you just say that the wages are different.
What? That's tomorrow's daf. I think it's tomorrow's daf. The wages are different. So, you have a case of denial, and you have a case of denial for Oshek and denial for Gezel. Now, the Gemara asks a very strange question. Ula Rav Sheshet, and according to Rav Sheshet, how come Rav Sheshet only picked on Oshek? Remember what Rav Sheshet's question was? How could it be that Oshek means, come back tomorrow, Oshek has to be a denial. But so does Gezel. So why did Rav Sheshet only pick on Oshek? Right? No, he answered Gezel was, I have it, but I'm not giving it to you. And then Abaye said, but Gezel's the same thing. So didn't Rav Sheshet know that? So why did Rav Sheshet only pick on Gezel? Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshet's Maishna Oshek to Kashale. How come he only was bothered by Oshek? Umaishna Gezel to Lo Kashale. How come he wasn't bothered by Gezel? Abaye had to come in, by the way, it's the same thing. Didn't Rav Sheshet realize that? So the Gemara says, no, Amalach, Gezel, the Gazla, the Hadar Kafre. Gezel, he stole it, and then he denied it. Ihachi, can answer that. I feel Oshek Nami. Oshek, same story. The Hadar Kafre. I feel Oshek Nami. The Hadar Kafre. You went ahead and denied it. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. That doesn't make any sense. Bishlom Hasam Ksiv. O Begezel. It says, O Begezel. Michlal, the Odile Meikara. No. He's reading the passage different. You admitted it originally. Right? Avagabi Oshek mixiv Oba Oshek. It doesn't say that Oba Oshek in the pasuk. It says O Oshak. O Oshak Siv. Sha Oshko Kfar. You already cheated him. In other words, says Rav Sheshet. Now I read the pasuk differently. The Gezel, it says O Big Gezel. Implying you already did that. So I didn't have to ask that question. That's obvious. The pasuk of Oshak was written differently. It doesn't say O Big Oshek. It says O Oshak. So my question was, it has to be a case of a denial. But Gezel does not have to be a denial. It doesn't have to be. He's reading the pasuk differently. That's why he had a different... that's why he only asked on Oshak. Abaye comes along and says it's no different. There's a base there. That doesn't make a difference. Rava Amar. Rava says, this whole thing is an exercise. No. Zehu Oshak, Zehu Gezel, it's the same thing. V'lama Chilkon Hakasav. Why does it say it twice? Lover Olav B'shnei Lavin. To make you Chayev Lavin. Chayev twice. Interesting, even though when we have a machlokes between Abaya and Rava, we paskin like Rava, the Sefer Achinuch, and the Smag holds is only one Ither. Only one Ither of Lo Sadim not to cheat, and Lo Sigzol means not to steal. It doesn't mean not to hold somebody up, or to pickpocket somebody. It means that regarding a worker, there's only one lav. What's the lav? Don't not pay the guy, not pay the guy on time. Don't cheat the guy and pay him late. That's the law. Not allowed to do that. The Sefer Achinuch, the Rambam, not the Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam counts it as two mitzvos. Based on the Chinuch counts it as two mitzvos. And the Chinuch says, on this mitzvah, he has a whole arichus where he says, don't think for a minute that the reason why Hashem makes two laws, it's basically the same act. What's the act? Paying the guy late. Hashem gives two laws is because he wants to torture people and hurt people and punish people. That's not the issue. The issue is, it's so chaviv, and this is something which is so important, that the more times you're warned about it, right? The more times you're warned about it, the more dangerous it is. That's how we all live. Right? The more times you warn your kids not to touch something, why are you warning them a million times? Because it's super dangerous. If it's not so dangerous, you don't warn them so often. Why? It's not so dangerous. So, the Torah does the exact same thing. It's not mine, it's the Chinuch says it. So therefore, the Torah says so many times, two lavin, for paying a worker. There are some isurim that are learned out of one letter, extra letter, learned out of a whole isur. Right? Not like this. Torah says twice. Two averis I'm giving you. What, because Hashem wants to give you more punishment? No, because it's so severe, it's so dangerous. Torah has to warn you so many times. Okay, that's Tashkafa. Then he ends off, V'zeo tam liyodai das dvash v'chalav. That's what the Sefer Chinuch says. This is a sweet vart. Okay. Next Mishnah. Echad sachir adam, whether you hire a man. V'echad sachir behema, whether you hire a behema. V'echad sachir kelim, or whether you hire kelim. Whether you hire the guy's lawnmower. Right? Yesh bo mishnah b'yamotit etzcharo. You have to return it. You have to pay the worker. You have to pay for the youth on time. You also have to pay, not delaying the payment. Emasai, when is that true? Bizman shetavo, if the guy demands payment. Lo tavo, if he doesn't demand payment. Ena over a love, you're not over. Okay? Yeah. You're not over. Why you're not over? It's tomorrow's daf also. Okay? The Amud Bey is all going to be Zemachlokes, and they're just sucking back and forth in one of those das. And what does this one do with this word? All those extra words that we read? It's all coming up. Now, before we get to that, Himchehu etel chenvini o etel shulchani, if I say to you, you come and say, where's my wages? I say, go to that storekeeper, he'll pay you. Right? Ain't over a love. I'm not over. Sachir bizmano, if I paid you on time, if you come on time, nishba v'notel. The worker has to swear, and then he gets paid. Why? Well, that's tomorrow also. Avar zmano, if it's already, the time already passed, eino nishba v'notel. Eino nishba, he doesn't swear, v'notel, and, one second, how do you read this? Eino nishba v'notel. He doesn't swear and take. In other words, the balabayas is putter. Why? The Gemara is going to say tomorrow, Hamotzi Mechaveo Olivaraya. So I don't. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara is going to say there's a chazaka that the worker, that the guy would pay on time. He doesn't want to get a reputation, he doesn't pay on time. So there's a chazaka like that. Once the time, a month later, the guy shows up. I didn't get my payment. I'll swear. No. Now it's too late. Now you want your money? Now you have to bring a raya. As long as it was within the time, you swear, you take. Now it's a month later. Where were you the past month? There's a chazaka who's paid already. Now the burden's on him. Before, he just had to make a shavua. What's the difference? That's tomorrow's daf. Like, what's going on there? It's all tomorrow. Okay? Im yesh edim shetavu. If there are edim, right? Then, hariz anish bavanoto. Then he can swear and then he can take. Again, we'll do that tomorrow. Ger toshav. A ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? It's a theory of machlok is what a ger toshav is. Rashi, always interchangeably, will tell you what a ger toshav is. Reb Meir held that it's someone who is makabel on himself, not to worship a avodah zarah. A goy, not a Jew, not a ger tzedek. It's a ger, a goy, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. I don't worship idols. Am I going to wear shatnez? Yes, I will wear shatnez. That's fine. But am I going to worship idols? Absolutely not. That's Reb Meir. In the Reb Meir holds that, I think it's Sanhedrin. The Chachamim hold Shef Mitzvot Bnei Noach. That's what it is. Shatnez he can wear. But Shef Mitzvot Bnei Noach he doesn't violate. And the third sheet that was the Acherim is he's makabel on himself all mitzvos except not to eat kosher. Which is why in this week's parasha it says when you have an avela, you give it to the ger. What kind of ger are we talking about? I'm not talking about a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is mechayven kosher just like you. It's a ger tosav. Why? Because I'm mechayven that. In the veil is in Trevis, he's not mechuyevin. But everything else he does. Such a person can't even wear shatnez. Right? Anyway, yesh bo mishum v'yom otit in tzcharo, he's included in that din. V'ein bo mishum lo talim polosachar idcha ad boker. But he's not included in that din. Okay? In other words, it's not say, but there's no lo say. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, listen to this. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam says that he brings down the same halacha, but he changes the ger toshav to a goy. He doesn't write ger toshav, he writes a goy. And everybody asks on the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, how could the Isser be shayach to a goy? We're going to have an Amud Beis, doesn't apply to goyim. How could this be? How could the Rambam write that? Right? Ger toshav is a little bit in the middle, because they accept some certain mitzvahs. So they did, okay, that's such a person, you should pay on time, right? But, The Minchas Chinuch was like the Petzorah Chiyon. That's what I'm talking about. How can it be applied to a guy? On our base, we're going to see, it says, Itcha, only a guy, Reyecha, we're going to have all these Lumudim, not Goyim. The Frankel Rambam, apparently, it might have been a printing mistake. It might have been censored. So, could be, whatever ink was spilled, trying to explain the Rambam, might have been a printing. I heard a story I forgot who it was with, but the point was that someone had said it was a Gerson mistake. Someone had said it was a Gerson mistake. There was some issue, whatever, and said it was a Gerson mistake. So one of the Gedolim got upset at him, so they told him, you know, when you come to Shemayim, I think it was Rashi, because there was a mistake in Rashi. Because when you come to Shemayim, Rashi is going to come to you and say, thank you for pointing out the mistake. Thank you for, I wrote a mistake. Thank you. And the printer's going to come and say, thank you for all the Torah that was learned because I made a mistake. Right? Okay. So now the Gemara says, here we go. Moni Masnithin. Who is the author of this Mishnah? What's the Mishnah say? The Mishnah, included, this is the problem. The Mishnah included Behema and Kalim in the Isser of not paying workers on time. Right? The Mishnah said, Echad Adim, Echad Behema, Echad Kalim. The Mishnah included all three. And also, the Mishnah said that the Isser of not paying a night worker late also applied to a Ger Tzedek. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Ger Toshav. Yesh bo mishum biyomo titein tzcharo. The ein bo mishum lo tolim pulo tzachar itchad boker. Right? Right? So, who's the author of that? Who says that? We're going to see, there's going to be a Tana that says it. Here we go. Lo Tanakama demi Achicha. It's not the Tanakama who learned out from Achicha. V'lo Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Because this is, it's not him either. We have a long standing machlokas about this. Maihi, what's this all about? The Tanya. We learned in the Braisa. Me Achicha. It said in that Pasuk. Lo Sashok Sachir Oni V'Evyon Me Achicha. From among your brother. What does that mean? Prat la'achirim. That comes to exclude a guy. Right? Guy is not included. Gercha. What's a gercha? Right? The pasuk says, Omi gercha. Zed ger tzedek. That's a full-fledged ger. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a full-fledged ger is a full-fledged Jew? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that he's not that he should be included? It doesn't say that the ger has to keep mila. It's included. Let's say ger can't wear shatnez. It's included. So why does the pasuk have to go out of its way to include a ger? You can't pay a ger late, or a ger can't pay someone else late. What's the why? Tosas is different. Has a difficult. Look at Tosas. Second Tosas. Tema. Am I yitzbich lemeimar ger tzedek demeachicha? Then afka the ger tzedek achicha lekuliam. What is it a ger tzedek for? So the Tosas, the whole discussion. I would have thought that meachicha only means the muvchar sheba achicha. Only an FFB, only if you're from birth, not a ger. Maybe he actually says maybe the mem would be mamaya the ger. So the whole discussion. So the bottom line is the ger here means a real ger. That what? That they're included. Bisharecha. What's bisharecha? Ze ochel nevelov. That's somebody who's an ochel nevelov, who's a ger toshav. Ainli ela schar adam. That's true for a person. Menayin l'rabas behema kalim. How do we know behema and kalim also are included? Tamalomer it says be'artzecha. Kol shebe'artzecha, anything that's in your land. Tosva says, don't think for one second that this is a mitzvah that only applies in Eretz Yisrael now. It says be'artzecha, only in the land. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that. It means things that are associated with the land, which means everything. Behema, kalim, everything. Don't think it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It's not one of those mitzvahs that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't cheat your workers in Chutz Laretz. Don't think that. The kulan ovrim b'chal Hashem et halalu. And all these items, people, all included in every itzah here. Mikan amru. from here we see Echad Tzchir Adam, Echad Tzchir Behema, Echad Tzchir Kalim, Yesh Bo Mishum, V'yomati Tzcharo, they have to pay them on time, V'yesh Bo Mishum, Baal Talim, Pula Sachir, right? Okay. Now, what's the kasha here? The problem is that according to this man, the Amar, Ger Toshav is included in everything. Our Mishnah didn't say that. That's going to be why this Tana can't be the author of our Mishnah. Now, what about Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? He said, Omer, Ger Toshav, Yesh B'Mishum B'Yomati Tzcharo, Ger Toshav is included in that din, but V'ein B'Mishum Lo Talim. He's not included in that din. That squares with our Mishnah. The problem with our Mishnah for him is going to be the next line. Behem of Akalim, Ein Bo Mishum Bal Tashok Bilvad. There's no issue of Bal Tashok if he rents someone's animal. Now our Mishnah said there is. So Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? E Tanakama, Dmei Achicha, if it's the Tanakama, Kasha Ger Toshav. The problem was Ger Toshav. The Tanakama here in this price is said, Ger Toshav is included in everything. Our Mishnah didn't say that. E Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Behem of Akalim. Behem of Kalim is a kasha. Why? Our Mishnah said they're chayim and everything. This person said they're not. So Amar Rava, Hai Tana, Tana de Be'er B'Shmol, who, it's another opinion, and which is going to be exactly like our Mishnah. The Tanya de Be'er B'Shmol, Tana de Be'er B'Shmol, Echad Tzchir Adam, Ve'echad Tzchir Behema, Ve'echad Tzchir Kalim, Yesh Ba Mishom, V'yom Matitin Tzcharo, U'mishom Lo Solin, U'mishom Lo Solin. Ger Toshav, but a Ger Toshav, Yesh Ba Mishom, V'yom Matitin Tzcharo, Ve'ein Ba Mishom, Ba'al Talin. But it's not included in Bal Talin. Okay? So there are three different opinions about Ger Toshav and about Kalim. Kalim and Behema. Right? Everyone so far so good? Okay, now it starts getting very complicated. Because now we're going to explain. So what are the three shitas? Again, according to the Tanakhama, a Ger Toshav is included in everything. And Behema and Kalim. According to Rav Yossi Breb Yehuda, a Ger Toshav is included in everything that our Mishnah said, only night workers, but no Behem and Kalim. And according to our Mishnah, it's yes Behem and Kalim, and the Ger Toshav is only like a night, only has to keep the dinim of a night worker. What's the reason for all this? The answer is, they're all going to learn it out of Pesukim. Okay, so it's just Limudim now, from now till the two dots on tomorrow's dot, it's all Limudim. So here we go. My time with the Tanakama de Meachicha, what's his reason? Gomar, Sachir, Sachir. He learns out of Gzeir Shava, Sachir, Sachir. It says in Vayikra and Kedoshim, Lo, Talin, Pu'ula, Sachir. Right? And it says in Parashas Kisete, Lo, Sashok, Sachir, Oni, Ve'evyon. Right? Therefore, whatever it says by one, it says by the other. Whatever it says by one, it says by the other. Therefore, they all apply to everyone applies to everything, and that's why he's the most inclusive. The Tanakhama was the most inclusive. He said it applies to everything applies by Ger Toshav and everything applies by Behema and Kalim. Why? Because both Pesukim are read together. So it's night, it's day, it's Behema, Kalim, everything. Ger Toshav, everything. Now, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Gamar Sachir Sachir. He doesn't learn such a Zeir Shava. Now, Nihi de Lo Gamar Sachir Sachir, true. He doesn't learn that Zeir Shava. But Behema and Kalim, Bishum Biyamo Titin Tzcharo, Nami Nichayev. Why doesn't he hold of Behema and Kalim? Why aren't Behema and Kalim included in the din of not paying on time? So the Gemara says, Tanur ibn Chanina, Amar Kra. It says, Lo Savo Olav Shemesh, Ki Onihu. Don't let the sun go down, because the guy's an Oni. Mi Shehein, Bono Deaniz Vashiras. In other words, the Torah gives you a reason. Don't let the sun go down without paying the guy. The guy's an Oni. Right? Yatsu Behema of Kalim, Shehein, Bono Deaniz Vashiras. Behema and Kalim are not rich and poor. The whole reason of the Ezer doesn't apply to Behema and Kalim. Therefore, if you rent a Behema or Kalim, you don't have to pay back on time. Esther Rishash. It's still tied to the person. If the person's an Oni, what kind of answer is this? If the person's an Oni, then the person who rented his cow, oh, the cow's not rich or poor. I don't know. What do you mean? The Oni's waiting for that check. He's waiting for the payment. He's poor. Don't let the sun go down because he's poor. He needs to buy supper. What kind of answer is this? Right? I'm not trying to say the answer. But Yeshua says, since the Torah said, so Pnei Yeshua answers as follows. An Oni is never going to have Behem and Kalim to rent out. He's an Oni. Who's the only person that's going to have Behem and Kalim to rent out? A rich guy. So that doesn't apply. That's the Peneshua. You hear? It says, Ki Oni Hu. Don't let the sun go down. Ki Oni Hu. When does that apply? What, Oni has a fleet of cars to rent out to people? No! No, so the Gemara limited it to Behem and Kalim. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Why? Because it doesn't have Behem and Kalim. It's only one man Dhamma anyway. Only one man Dhamma, only one out of three says this. Right? Why? Because the Behem, it's an unbelievable Pnei Yeshua. Because the Oni doesn't have Behem and Kalim to rent out. What's going on here? He's poor. He rents himself out. He rents himself out, don't let the sun go down. Right? Vitana Kama. Hi, ki oni hu my avidle. What does he do with that ki avidu? Mi boyle lahatim oni la ashir. The oni comes first. The Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda hahu milasasha tzachir oni the evyon nafka. No, he learns that the oni comes first from the other pasuk. The Tanakama chad lahatim oni la ashir. No, I need both. One says the oni comes before an ashir. Vchad lahatim oni la evyon. And one is telling me that an oni comes before an evyon. An oni is not as poor as an evyon. Evyon's the worst. He's very poor. Utsricha, and I needed both. The Ashmin and Evyon, if it would only was an Evyon, Mishundal Kasif Lumitbe. He's so poor, he's not even embarrassed to ask for the money. Not embarrassed. Mamish needs it. Abel Ashir, but oh, what, a rich guy's gonna go knocking, not a rich guy, a guy's well to do. Well, he's gonna go begging for the money. He can wait a day or two. He can wait. Mishum Abel Ashir, the Kasif Lumitbe. He's not gonna belittle himself to go beg for the cash. After a while, he will. But right away, not belittle, not, you know, it's my dignity to go beg for him to the money. Aim alone. I would say there's no din of paying on time. V'iyashmin ashir mishum delo tzarechle. An ashir doesn't need it. Aval evyon to tzarechle, aim alone. But an evyon who needs it, I would say, aim alone. What does aim alone mean? Aim alone what? I'm not going to... Aval evyon to tzarechle, aim a... Oh, I would say that the oni doesn't come before him. Kamashmol, and he does. Tzrich, he does. V'tana didon manavshach. So wait a minute. Our v'tana, wait a minute. Either way. Ir yalav sachar tzachar, afilo ger toshav nami. Then a ger toshav should be included in everything. Our Mishnah. And ir lo yalav sachar tzachar, behem of a kelim anale. Then how do you know behem and kelim? So the Gemara says, lo yalav sachar tzachar. Really, our Mishnah does not learn sachar tzachar. That's why a ger toshav is split. The shiny hasam, and there it's different. Amar kra v'lotalim peula sacher itcha ad boker kol she peula so itcha ihachi afilu ger toshav nami. Isn't a ger toshav itcha? He's with you. Amar kra no. It says reacha v'lo ger toshav. Reacha is not a ger toshav. Ihachi afilu behem v'kelim nami. Then behem and kelim should be included. Says the Gemara, no, haksiv itcha. It says itcha. Umay rois l'rabat behem v'kelim. So why are you including behem and kelim? Lahotzi ger toshav. Why'd you pick the Kalim over the Ger Toshav? So the Gemara says, "Mistaber behem of a Kalim havelei l'rabos." I would rather pick behem and Kalim. Shekin yeshnan bechlal mamon reyecha. It's included in mamon reyecha. Ger Toshav is not reyecha. Ger Toshav ain't bechlal mamon reyecha. V'tana kama d'me achicha hay reyecha mayav dilei. What does he do with reyecha? Homibayalei l'chidatanya reyecha v'lo amaleki. A reyecha not a goy. Amaleki me'achicha nafka. We learned that already. We learned already that from Achicha we know it's not a goy. Now Reyecha also not a goy. That's why the Mechitzah on the Rambam. A goy is not included from two places. Right? So what does the Rambam mean by that? Mechitzah had Tzarechi, and then we said that there was a gear to change. So he says, Chad Lemishra Ashko. Once to Matir Ashek, whatever that is, right? Cheating him. V'chad Lemishra Gozlo. And once to permit the stealing from him. Doesn't mean you're allowed to steal from a goy. We're talking about not paying on time. There's no din of paying on time by a goy. That's what we're saying. These are not, this is not stealing. Now let's steal from a guy. But to be clear, you need both. You know what? We'll stop here because it's already 7 o'clock. We'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day and everyone have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow we're doing in the afternoon. Tomorrow the afternoon.
All right. Short time.